Okay, and here's our word snake game. We're seeing like kind of spammy like subject lines almost, I think, like buy now or free or something like that. Let's see if we can actually eat them. Oh, no, that didn't work. We might have a little error on the collision of our snake with our spam words here. So it would take a little bit of work maybe with the canvas, but you get the idea. We get this really nice preview here. I just really want to see our snake get a little bit bigger and get fed here. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today highlighting one of the models that we don't talk about enough on the AI Marketing Navigator, and that is Gemini, Google's Gemini model, which has got to be one of the best values out there as AI models go. Even while it has kind of lagged behind, probably in third place generally from definitely like a usage and popularity at least standpoint behind OpenAI and Anthropic, it's still very capable, I think, because of its direct integrations, especially with the Google suite of apps and products and Google Workspace, which I think makes Gemini vastly underrated. And it just became 100 times more useful with the introduction of their own Canvas feature. And you can kind of think of this like Artifacts and Claude or OpenAI's Canvas feature, but there are a couple differences which we'll talk about, but they're essentially the same thing. It's going to allow you to interact with Gemini and collaborate on content creation and coding with things like real-time editing and feedback. So like I said, pretty similar feature set to Artifacts or Canvas and OpenAI. The key features being that real-time editing, so you can quickly draft or create files, whether they are text-based documents or coding projects, and then quickly and instantly edit them in there or refine them with suggestions that are offered by Gemini. And this is kind of one of the differentiators there. You're also going to be able to select and highlight direct sections, and we'll show all of this shortly here when we demo the new feature. But you can actually simply grab a block or select a block of your content and do some really quick formatting to things like the tone and the length of that particular selection, all with these AI-powered editing options. Another really nice feature, and this kind of goes to what I mentioned about Gemini being so closely linked with your Google Workspace and your other products and platforms within the Google environment, you can quickly and easily export all of your creations in Canvas to other apps, particularly Google Docs, where you can collaborate on them further with your team of users in the Google Workspace. Okay, next, you're also going to be able to do coding and prototyping in real time dynamically in this Canvas as well. So some vibe coding, as it were, to steal a trending term. We may have to do an episode all about vibe coding and maybe vibe marketing as well, both of which are kind of buzzwords right now in the AI space, but the coding and prototyping is now going to be available in Gemini's Canvas as well. You'll generate your code and then you can preview it dynamically right there in the window. And this next one might be the most interesting, I think, of all the announcements here, but you can definitely see why Google has done it. This is the integration of the extremely popular audio overview feature from Notebook LM, which we just talked about yesterday, into the actual Gemini platform. So you can take all of your documents and files, and now without having to hop over into Notebook LM and create an entirely separate notebook, you simply can ask Gemini to generate an audio overview for you. And again, that's going to be in that podcast style discussion and conversation that you're familiar with from Notebook LM. So what makes Gemini's Canvas different from like OpenAI's Canvas or the Artifacts? Well, for one, I really do think that seamless integration into the Google suite of apps and Google Workspace is a huge, huge benefit. But the other one is that Gemini here is taking more of a proactive editing and proactive collaborating approach. Without having to prompt or do anything like that, with just a couple of clicks, Gemini will actually suggest edits proactively. So Canvas is definitely a pretty big move from Gemini, checking off one of the product features that its competitors had over it and even adding some improvements, but it makes Gemini immensely more useful. So if you're already a Gemini user or a fan of Gemini, hopefully you've already discovered Canvas and you are likely celebrating the glow up. Okay, let's hop over into Gemini. Let's check out the Canvas. We'll cover a few of the most typical use cases that we typically use our LLMs for. We'll have it maybe write some copy for a landing page or something, and we can demo the document editing. Then we'll try and code up a simple little web app. Maybe we'll take our landing page document and generate an audio overview off of it or something like that. Okay, so here we are in Gemini, and I'm just going to ask it to write the copy for a full landing page offering AI agent consulting services. Make sure to include all headers and calls to action. And we're going to select Canvas right here, and that's what's going to activate this new Canvas feature. We'll go ahead and hit submit here, and it's going to generate our copy. And right on the right-hand side, we have our canvas. Along the top, you have all your standard kind of document editing options and menus, and you can export to your docs with the click of this button right here. Again, super useful to be able to just crank this into Google Workspace and then start working on it with your team. And then down in the lower right-hand corner, you can do the things that we mentioned, like change the length, change the tone, or suggest edits. And you can do that for the entire document by the looks of it, but you can also highlight a section and do it just for that section, or ask Gemini or chat with Gemini about that highlighted section as well. So just super cool features here. Let's just try highlighting this paragraph and let's change the tone. And you have a few different options. It looks like very casual, casual, formal, and very formal. So let's just go very casual and see what that does. It's going to regenerate here. And that's really cool. It just takes that little paragraph, doesn't regenerate the whole prompt or anything. Again, this is a little bit of a differentiator, I think, for the experience here in Gemini's Canvas. I'm really loving how quick and easy that is. And you can really nail down like sentence by sentence if you want to and work with Gemini on your content. Okay, last thing with our doc here, let's go ahead and just have it suggest edits. This is kind of that proactive nature of Gemini's Canvas. Again, another bit of a differentiator, and we'll see what it suggests. Okay, and there we have it. We have our suggestions that have been added. Looks like there's a couple of them. It says about the little paragraph that we edited initially and that describes what AI agents are. It says, let's make this explanation more accessible to a general audience. Instead of using technical terms, we can explain it in simpler language, and it suggests the actual change and you can actually apply it. So let's go ahead and apply that, and it should just change out that section again for us. Super nice, super easy to do. It looks like it's talking about editing the About Us section to further enhance credibility. Let's add a quantifiable achievement or a specific example of success. Okay, so like use cases, social proof, that kind of thing. So that's good, I like that. Let's just have it do that here. Okay, so it is just gonna make up a statistic on our social proof. So make sure you're not just using these hallucinated numbers, but you get the point. It suggested that we include some examples and some social proof in the little About Us section. So really like that. Okay, I am going to export this to a doc, and then we'll see if we can crank out a little audio overview, and we can have our podcast host talk about our AI agents service. Okay, so a little bit of a quirk there. Apparently my Google Workspace account doesn't have that audio overview feature rolled out to it yet. Might be something with the actual Google Workspace. I know that the rollout schedule for like personal accounts that you're using with Gemini and then the Workspace accounts has been a little bit different, but I switched over to just my personal account, and what you can do is you just add your file here. So I'm just gonna add a PDF version of our landing page. And you can see you get a little suggestion to generate an audio overview right here. So it's going to just do that right within the Gemini interface. And I think this is a very, very cool addition to Gemini for sure. They essentially took the most popular aspect of Notebook LM, or at least the viral aspect of it, and brought it over into Gemini. Okay, well, our audio overview is generating for a couple minutes. Let's just crank out a quick little snake game to test the coding capabilities of the new canvas. I'm going to turn that canvas on. And just to try and make it a little bit marketing focused, we're going to have the snake eat some bad marketing words like spam, for instance. Okay, so while our audio overview is generating, let's just hop over and test the coding feature of the canvas really quick. I just asked it to code a simple snake style game, except we're going to make it a little bit marketing themed. We're going to have the snake eat words that represent bad marketing practices like spam, for instance. Okay, let's see what happens. It should crank out a little preview in the canvas for us. Okay, it's creating our game. It's called Snake Game Eat the Spam. I actually really like it. And here's it showing the code, and now it's showing a preview. Okay, and here's our word snake game. We're seeing like kind of spammy like subject lines almost, I think, like buy now or free or something like that. Let's see if we can actually eat them. Oh, no, that didn't work. We might have a little error on the collision of our snake with our spam words here. So it would take a little bit of work maybe with the canvas, but you get the idea. We get this really nice preview here. I just really want to see our snake get a little bit bigger and get fed here. So I'm trying extra hard to eat this spam. Anyway, you get the point. Let's hop back over to our audio overview and just give that a quick listen. Okay, and I don't think I'll play the whole thing or anything like that. We've already demoed the audio overview feature over a Notebook LM, and it's not nearly as mind-blowing anymore with all the advancements in this AI voice technology, but just because, let's play like 10 seconds of it or something.
All right, so we're diving deep today into AI agents.
Okay.
And looking at how they can really transform businesses.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, you know, those super smart digital assistants.
Right.
Essentially software that can, you know, understand, make decisions, and then take action on its own to achieve goals.
Yeah.
And what we really want to uncover today is how these agents can give businesses, you know, a competitive edge.
Okay, so they sucked me in a little past 10 seconds. I am still impressed with the natural nature of these podcasts. Of these podcast hosts. So if Google or Gemini is somehow able to get that into a more usable, more packageable product like 11 Labs or like Sesame or something like that, I think that that has huge potential. Okay, so like I said, major upgrade to Gemini, in my opinion, adding this canvas here. It just got way more useful. And again, I think it's already an underrated tool. We probably haven't paid it the attention it deserves here on the AI Marketing Navigator either, but it is clear that Gemini is not going anywhere, so it will very much still be in the running as we continue to cover all of the latest updates from the top tier models. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.